I'm John Betcher with my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. The reporting from the Middle East. The IDF has been ordered by its prime minister to continue bombing a part of the Gaza Strip, the Khan Yunis, the southernmost, and Rafah, the southernmost parts of Gaza Strip, where there was an ambush and Israeli casualties within these last hours. The casualties, the deceased hostages, have not been completely returned. There are at least 13 still out. There have been games played by Hamas, almost mockingly, pretending to dig something up that was not an Israeli hostage. The IDF says it knows where 9 of the 13 bodies are, but still there's no rush on, there's no hurry up on Hamas's part, as was promised in the Sharm el-Sheikh agreement. Perhaps because Hamas has no intention of disarming, we're told that there are 20,000 so-called fighters remaining for Hamas within a sharply reduced part of this Gaza Strip. Less than 50% is Hamas territory claimed right now. 20,000 fighters, most of whom are teenagers, with the command structure being made up of junior officers. All the bold and leaders were KIA or fled the territory. All of that is one component of a war not finished. There's also Iran, said to be observed rebuilding or refashioning a facility that was bombed by the Israelis earlier this year. And the Ayatollah remains defiant about its nuclear weapons program. More to the point, the Ayatollah is defiant about war with Iran. Quite aside from the nuclear weapons program, the war continues. Hezbollah is rearming. It has no leadership of note, but it's rearming, and that's a very large army. The sum of this, Gregory, is that the war continues, and what we just watched was an expensive, drawn-out, extremely tragic mowing of the lawn, which used to be the metaphor they used just for Hamas in Gaza. Can we expect this rinse and repeat? Is that what you anticipate?
Absolutely. The big problem is that the principal sponsor of Hamas is the Turkish government of President Erdogan, and he is not going away. He is increasing his angst and anger towards Israel. He has strong control over elements of the new Syrian government, which puts Turkish intelligence and troops into Syria onto the Israeli border. So Israel is fighting back against a lot of the Turkish assets in Syria. So that war continues. Turkey continues to sponsor Hamas and to give them safe haven. Hamas itself said that it was abiding by the peace accords, but one of those stipulations of the peace accords was that it surrender its weapons, and it said it won't do that, so therefore it has violated the peace accords. It said that it was not allowed to, and it would not attack either Israel or its own citizens. And day one, of course, the Hamas forces were lining up Palestinian civilians and shooting them. So essentially, the peace treaty is worth virtually nothing at this stage. So that means that Israel is not only obliged to go back in and tidy things up, but that the whole international accord to stabilize and rebuild Gaza cannot take place anytime in the near future. You pointed out that Hezbollah was trying to rearm. Iran is not really in a position to rearm it meaningfully, nor to give it any support other than token support. The Iranians lost their foothold in Syria, so that's gone to them, and that's instead gone to Turkey, which is much more warlike. So the question is what happens in Iran. Iran no longer really needs the excuse of attacking Israel and could back away and quieten down and preserve the rule of the clerics within Iran if it chose to do so. The Ayatollah needs to show a bit of defiance, otherwise he'd be thrown out immediately if he shows that he's lost all strength at all. But I think the position is that Iran could be negotiated into the next phase, either by an internal revolt or a coup there, which is most likely, and they could return to a pro-Western position. That's certainly on the cards. But Turkey is the major wild card there. And what we're seeing is that Turkey is ensuring that this war continues, because that's what gives Erdogan his leadership image in the region. So he's going to try to incite a continuation of the war with Israel, and he may well try to resume conflict with Greece and Cyprus.
The concern also, Gregory, is that the Israelis have suffered a setback in international affairs. Is that likely to continue, or will that ebb as Hamas becomes the monster again? 30 seconds.
Well, I think it's not just a matter of Hamas becoming the monster again. I do think that the Western pro-Palestine movement has run out of a lot of its steam and will go away when the funding goes away from that. So to keep that pro-Palestinian Western movement going in the US and Britain and Australia and so on is going to take a lot of money, and the sponsors may not be there to continue funding that.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to South America. Trouble in Caracas.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.